The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Gerry Adams was back in the High Court in London today for his civil trial, in which he is being sued by three victims of IRA bombings in England who argue that he was directly responsible for IRA bombs between 1973 and 1996. Gerry Adams denies this and all the allegations being made against him. We thought we might see Gerry Adams, in fact, take the stand today, but this will now happen later on in the week. But joining us with the details of what did happen in court today is London-based journalist Enda Brady. Good evening to you, Enda.
Hi, Ciara.
What happened today?
So the last of the witnesses were called. There were 11 in total, and we heard witness number 10 today, John Ware, and witness number 11, a retired brigadier from the British Army and intelligence services called Ian Lyles. And they give fascinating evidence. Now, Gerry Adams denies being in the IRA. Gerry Adams denies being the leader of the IRA or having any knowledge about these bombings in the 70s and then the Manchester and Docklands bombings in 1996. So what happened today, John Ware gave evidence. He is a veteran journalist. He worked on the TV documentary series in the 80s, World in Action. And he recalled working on an ITV documentary in 1983 when Gerry Adams was running to be MP in West Belfast. And Mr. Ware told the High Court today that he spoke to numerous people on the fringes of the IRA in the Republican movement who told him that they were in complete and utter astonishment at Gerry Adams' blatant denials of ever even being in the IRA or having any role in the IRA, and they found it insufferably hypocritical. Now, under cross-examination, Mr. Ware was asked, you know, did he have any actual evidence of who had knowledge about who signed off on those bombings, and he confirmed that he hadn't. He said he simply hadn't. Then the evidence came from retired Brigadier Ian Lyles, who said that he had been privy to very high-grade intelligence in the British system. And he said that he had been told that in 1996, those bombs were planted in London and in Manchester because Gerry Adams had said he wanted to bring the war to the Brits, and that the plan was, the strategy would be that the bombings would force huge political pressure on the British government and they would be forced into concessions. So he said it was MI5's view that Gerry Adams was the leader of the IRA. And he said he knew this because the MI5 had recruited agents who were allegedly close to Gerry Adams, including Freddie Scapatici, so-called steak knife. So that's the last of the witnesses called in support of the claimant's claim. It will be over to the defence now, and their star witness will be Mr. Gerry Adams.
Yeah. Many of the witnesses give the impression that they're there because of what they're describing as the brazen, unequivocal and unambiguous denial of Gerry Adams' role in the IRA organisation. And this denialism is what has prompted them to come forward. It would appear, am I right in saying that most of what we're hearing, though, is sort of hearsay? It's not direct evidence. It's somebody saying that somebody told them back in the day that this was the case. Is that fair to say?
Precisely, Ciara, and that's what the lawyer, the barrister representing Mr. Adams, zoned in on very, very quickly in the brief cross-examination, saying to the journalist John Ware, you know, can you confirm that you have no first-hand evidence or knowledge about who signed off those bombings? So you're right, a lot of it is hearsay, but ultimately there's only one opinion in this court that will count. There is no jury, so it will be for the High Court judge to decide, and the case continues tomorrow morning.
It was also said today that Gerry Adams attempted to bring the ceasefire, the IRA ceasefire, to a close at one point in 1996. And indeed that whilst he likes to claim his role in the peace process, he denies his role in starting the armed struggle by the IRA, as he might view it. What exactly was said about that today?
Yes. Yeah, so again, this zoned in on the alleged strategy of Gerry Adams as alleged IRA leader. John Ware said and described Mr. Adams, this is the journalist John Ware, he described Gerry Adams as one of the single most influential strategists in the Republican movement. And yes, that the peace process and everything, the ceasefire that was in place at the time, that it was Adams' idea to destroy that and to start planting bombs in London twice and in Manchester, basically to destroy that ceasefire and force the British government into political concessions. So what they're trying to do in their evidence for the prosecution in support of the three IRA victim claimants is basically paint a picture of Gerry Adams as this master strategist of the IRA, and he's sitting there impassively in his suit awaiting his turn to give evidence in his defence. He denies being the leader of the IRA.
And lastly, Enda, when do we expect him to take the stand?
I think it could happen as early as tomorrow. So what we've seen basically is the 11 witnesses in the space of a week have now been called in support of the three claimants. The next couple of days, I would imagine we will see Mr. Adams on the stand.
Enda Brady, London-based journalist, thank you very much for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.